A rutted dirt road leads into Donaha Park on the Yadkin County side of the Yadkin River at the North Carolina 67 Bridge. It's wide and muddy here. The current is strong. Donaha is a county park. The waterfront of dirt and small rocks stretches about 100 yards, and a concrete boat ramp leads into the water. Hispanic families have been coming here for more than 5 years. They lug coolers, towels, beach chairs along a wide, well-worn path through the woods that opens to a wide dirt beach. More than a dozen families have gathered here one late summer afternoon. One family sets up a grill in the shade. At one end, flat rocks near the shore form a shallow pool where toddlers and their older brothers and sisters splash in safety. This mother is teaching her toddler son to swim.
Dale, así, mira. Vamos, uno.
Uno, one,
two,
three, go, go, go.
She swings him into the water and holds him close, taking him a little deeper each time. 15-year-old Marisol splashes in the water close to shore with her sisters, 4-year-old Jessica and 9-year-old Judith. Marisol has dark hair and intelligent eyes.
I like going to the Yadkin River because like my cousins from Concord sometimes come over here and we just swim together and I have a great time. It's peaceful, different people, culture and stuff. And we eat over there and stuff.
Their mother, 42-year-old Sandra, watches them from the shore and smiles. Marisol and her family live about a half an hour away from Donaha Park in Winston-Salem. They have a cramped but tidy apartment in a complex surrounded by other Hispanic families. Sandra wears her dark hair pulled back in a tight ponytail. She learned about the Donaha Park from a neighbor in the complex. Sandra considers these waters precious. Her daughter Marisol translates for her.
Well, she said that she likes because it's like a lot of people from different races, like together, and it's like peaceful when it's hot. It's like fresh when you get in the water. You can have like your family gathering, like a little picnic and stuff.
Sandra knows what it is like to grow up without enough water. She was raised on a parched ranch near Santo Domingo in Mexico.
Well, she said where she lived, there was no river around here, there was no water, really. It was like for a long way you had to walk or drive to get to a river.
The family dug for water with a spade fashioned from a hollowed-out fruit shell. Some years the crops failed and there was nothing to eat.
La vida era más dura porque no había agua. Se tenía que parar uno a las 5 de la mañana.
There wasn't enough water for them to survive. A lot of people had to wake up at 5 in the morning, and they would fight over the water. They'd dig up water. It would take hours and hours. And a lot of kids would even die, like little babies, because they didn't have the water they needed, like for baby bottles and stuff.
Sandra is one of 19 children, but only 9 survived infancy. In 1993, she came illegally to North Carolina. Her children were born in this state, and she supports the family by working in a Winston-Salem factory. Memories of a childhood without water are always with Sandra. So now she cherishes the Yadkin River for the drinking water it provides for her family and for the peace it provides on a summer afternoon.
Now that she got here, it's really important to her, the water. And she knows that if people were being in her times, that people would conserve more water. Like she does.
For WFDD, I'm Phoebe Zerwick at Donaha Park along the Yadkin River. Yeah.